Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden, second in command, resigned this month after only 8 months on the job. On his way out, former Chief Deputy Kevin Canty sent a blistering letter accusing McFadden of mismanagement, bullying, and racism. I'm Steve Harrison. Canty has had a 32-year career in law enforcement, including more than 25 years with the State Bureau of Investigation. A Mecklenburg County resident, he voted for McFadden as sheriff twice, when he was first elected in 2018 and then again 4 years later.
As a black law enforcement officer, I was proud and happy when he became the first black sheriff of my home county.
After Canty retired as the SBI's special agent over the Charlotte field office last year, he accepted a job as McFadden's deputy. He thought negative reports in the media about the sheriff's office were probably overblown. But Canty says he was shocked at his first staff meeting in February.
That was the first time I witnessed him speaking to staff, command staff, in using abusive language, insulting language, condescending language.
Canty calls the meetings public floggings.
So to the staff, telling them that he didn't trust any of them, he was insulting, that he knew that there were moles in the agency, reporting to the media, that some of them were behind the Facebook page Oust the Sheriff.
Canty was particularly upset at how McFadden talked to black employees.
I heard him make racist comments. He would refer to black employees as being on a plantation and having a plantation mentality. And that was usually reserved for black people who dared push back or have a different opinion or who presented evidence that contradicted certain themes that he was trying to get across.
Canty says he confronted McFadden in June.
And I told him that I thought that race was in play and that I didn't think that the majority of the employees who were black would allow him or would have allowed him to treat them the way that he does if he had been a white sheriff, that they would have gone to the media a long time ago or would have filed grievances. And I also told him that I didn't think that he would treat the majority of these black employees the way that he does if they were white.
McFadden is a former CMPD detective who starred in his own TV show last decade called I Am Homicide.
Do I push the envelope? I tear the envelope. If my gun is out there on the street, man to man, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Most people don't even know my real name. They'll say, that's homicide. That's homicide.
Since being elected in 2018, McFadden terminated the sheriff's office participation in the 287G program, which called for deputies to work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He's received the most scrutiny for how he's run the main jail uptown, which is one of the sheriff's primary responsibilities. In McFadden's nearly six-year time as sheriff, there have been 18 deaths at the detention center, far more than previous sheriffs had in a similar time frame. Other former sheriff's employees have criticized McFadden, including a former major, Jeff Eason, who told WFAE 2 years ago that the problems at the jail were due to McFadden's management. Canty says he didn't work directly with the jail, but
it was obvious to me that he had no leadership ability, had no knowledge of basic concepts of managing, of process.
A spokesperson for the sheriff's office said McFadden isn't commenting on Canty's allegations. But in a speech last week, he addressed what he called the elephant in the room.
The elephant wears green. That's my color. That's the uniform I have. My character and my integrity are being criticized. But let me assure you this, and you can ask anybody. If you believe I'm racist, you need to talk to me. If you believe I'm racist, you need to talk to the kids who come and see me. If you believe that I'm racist, talk to the people who know me.
After that June meeting, Canty says he wrote a resignation letter and changed the date each week. In early November, McFadden told him that he thought he should resign. Canty then emailed his resignation letter to the sheriff's office, saying,
I've witnessed firsthand your denigrating and unprofessional comments to your command and executive staff. I've witnessed your blatant insecurities on full display as you accepted credit for all success and deflected blame and attributed all problems and issues to the staff.
McFadden will be up for re-election in 2 years. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.